Today is Tuesday, October 15th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is. I lost the page. Nope. What is it? Shoot. National Shawarma Day. It's also National Cheese Curd Day, National Pharmacy Technician Day, National I Love Lucy Day, Auntie Scott, and National Pregnancy and Infant Loss Remembrance Day. National Grouch Day as well. They have a picture of a cat, so I thought it was kind of apropos that they have a picture of a cat, because we have seen so many cats. And so I'm gonna... I don't remember exactly what we did. So we were on Sea Day, basically. So we finished up Mykonos. And you know, like I said, it was drier. It was pretty. Ia was pretty. And there were lots of... What? Santorini, dang it. We finished Santorini. I think I said Mykonos as well on the recording, because I just re-listened to it. And Mark is correcting me. Yeah, Santorini was drier than we expected, browner than we expected. The buildings were pretty. The views were pretty when you went up to like the top of the hill, and you have all those terraces with, you know, the hotels and everything, and they have the blue roofs, and there are cats and dogs and whatever all over the place, and in a cute way, you know, not in a bad way. And then we had a sea day. So the sea day was pretty much relaxing. We slept in. I don't remember what we did. I think we went to the buffet for breakfast. And as we did most days, we went to the buffet for breakfast. We worked out because, like I said, almost every day we worked out, which I was proud of myself for doing, because I haven't worked out since we got off the ship, and probably won't, because we have just wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. We had so much to do. But anyway, the sea day, I'm not going to spend too much time on the sea day. The entertainment, there was I believe the Santorini night, there was a Broadway show that was the singers and dancers. So that's the first time we had seen the singers and dancers of the Royal Caribbean ship. And, you know, the dancers, there were some cute guys. There was a short little skinny Asian guy that I thought was cute. Mark said he was Asian. I don't know. I'm not really sure. But as we know, I skew towards liking exotic men. I've found that a lot of the Turkish men, the Greek men, are attractive as well. So, you know, it is what it is. But, they were good, but the problem with the shows, the singers and dancers shows on this ship, they're not actual Broadway shows. They just do like, they will do like a medley of different songs for different Broadway shows, but they'll have dancers and stuff like that, but they don't do the entire Broadway show, whereas I enjoy seeing a show that has a story and has, you know, song as well, but they basically just did concerts with dancers, you know, and they had the orchestra. I will say what I will consider the first trumpet player in the orchestra was really good, so that was good. I always enjoy hearing a good trumpet player, and from what I could see, he was attractive as well. So that was fun. So we did that. And then on the sea day, like I said, we just had breakfast. We worked out. We did a couple of trivia things. There was limited trivia also on this trip for some reason. There were Name That Tune every night, but it seemed like they went all the way from the 40s to the 90s or something like that. And even the 90s, even though Mark and I thought we were going to do really good at the 90s, the guy who did the 90s picked out 90 songs that were early 90s. And I was not, I didn't start listening to music. I mean, when I was growing up, we were listening to like Hosanna praise music. That's what my mom listened to. And for those of you who don't know what that is, it's like church. It's like a pop version of church music, I'll say. And so we always did that. And so I didn't really start listening to popular music until I learned about Mariah Carey in like 1996. And then I kind of delved into some pop and stuff like that. And so even they did have Oom Bop by Hanson was one of the songs. They had No Doubt, Don't Speak. So a couple of songs we did know, but there were a lot of songs. There was like one by the Scorpions or something like that. My brother would have known it because he was growing up in the late 80s, early 90s. But I don't. Duran Duran, I think, was another one of the songs. It's just not a band that I really knew about or that, you know, I listened to. So we didn't do very good at that either. And so anyway, the C-Day was just kind of, I think the C-Day was just kind of a relaxing day. We didn't do a whole lot. We have been watching. I will recommend. Mark is still on the fence, or maybe he doesn't like it. Maybe he's going to keep watching it, but I don't know if he likes it because it's chaotic. But we've been watching the show From, and it's a horror mystery slash puzzle. Similar, I would say. I didn't watch all of Lost, but they're in this situation where you're trying to figure out what's going on. So all of these people are traveling at various times. They're not all together, but different people are traveling. And they come up to this tree that's down in the road. And if it happens to them, they get stuck in this loop where they get stuck in this town and they can't leave. And no matter how far they drive, it just keeps looping them around and they end up in the same town. And there are these creatures that come out at night. And if you don't put this talisman up in the window, they can get in and they basically eat you. They kill you. But there are all kinds of various mysteries going on. It's not just that. There's like people are seeing strange things and having visions and having dreams and, you know, whatever. It's on MGM Plus. You can get MGM Plus through Prime. You can do a trial subscription if you want. And they're only 10 episode seasons. So you could probably, if you were binge watching, you could probably get through all the first two seasons in the trial. And then there is a third season that's going right now. I had never heard of MGM Plus. I don't even know what channel that would be. Or what set of channels that would be on regular TV. Maybe it's not. But most of the other ones we've got, like Paramount, and even Max is like HBO, Discovery, you know, a bunch of channels kind of mixed together. But this is MGM. I don't know what channels MGM would be. Maybe someone knows. And so we've been watching that at night, and I would say give it a try. If you like a kind of a horror mystery puzzle, think Lost, think, you know, whatever, any of those kind of mystery kind of shows. Manifest was another one that was kind of, you know, people go away and they're on a plane trip or whatever, and then when they come back 10 years have passed or something, but they haven't aged. It's very much along those lines. And the creators of this show are the same creators of Lost. So you can kind of get an idea, you know. So let's look and see if we have any messages. I think we do. So Gary in Portland says he loved the Mark introduction. Well, thank you, Gary. I'll pass it along. Tony in Illinois says, Boyfriend 2, I don't get it. What happened to Boyfriend 1 or something? So, Tony, we refer to each other. You know how some straight, older, married couples will call each other, like, Mama and Daddy or, you know, what something like that? Well, we call ourselves Boyfie 1 and Boyfie 2. And I just happen to be Boyfie 1. He happens to be Boyfie 2. So that's just what we call each other. And then Tony messaged in again and said, I just wanted to say great job to Mark for doing your intro. I thought it was awesome. Well, again, I will pass it on. Thank you so much. And I just want to say again, I will read them at some point, but I had gotten some Apple messages, and I just want to make sure if you use iMessage, don't message me on iMessage, because even though it is available on my iPad, it's only available on my iPad. Like, I don't look at it anywhere. I don't have an iPhone. I don't look at it anywhere else. And these were months and months and months ago. And I haven't read them because I didn't know they were there. Because I don't use iMessage. And so if you want to get a hold of me, you need to email me, like actual email, not iMessage. Or you need to call or text. Those are kind of the ways. You can tweet me. I still look at Twitter occasionally, but you can do those things. So I'm going to attempt to keep doing shows all week this week. I do have like a weird plane schedule coming up. Wednesday and Thursday, I'm flying weird hours, so we'll see what I can do. But I'm going to do my best to keep doing shows. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.